You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Last time on Aftershock.
You're George Emmerich.
So Kavika sent you here to warn me about the poisoning spring. I have supplied resources to my camp, and they have failed to do so for theirs. That costs them their claim to the island. It's not me they should blame.
Kumu, are you okay?
Not everyone knows to appreciate their last dawn, yeah?
I wanted to acknowledge Kavika's kindness to us. I brought this for him. It's a very powerful sedative. 5 or 6 for a man his size ought to give him a chance to pass in his sleep.
I don't like that you're leaving things out here, Mark.
What is it you'd like to hear about, Travis?
You left out any mention of Michaela, just like all your reports from the Chillingworth, except some boat by that name. And yet Cassie's emails are all about her. So, Mark, tell me about Michaela.
I haven't had Apple Jacks since I was in grade school. Or cereal for dinner since college. Well, that settles it. All right, box, oat milk, or almond with vanilla flavor. Either's fine. How many boxes? Looks like a case of each and bottled water. 2 flats plus 6 cans of pineapple concentrate and this box chai tea stuff. And vodka, but that shouldn't count for, like, survival. Julian took a whole inventory.
Where is he?
On the beach. I sent him to go find mussels. We have to stretch what we have.
Yeah. Auntie's gonna have to do the same. I don't know how any of us are gonna make it a week.
Hey, one thing at a time. We just buried someone you love.
Thank you for your help.
Of course. It's becoming my specialty.
Michaela's poison corpse removal?
You're my last freebie, though. From now on, I'm charging.
First corpse is on us. Come on down.
Oh, my God. I should get shirts made.
It was a good place to lay him to rest. Royalty was buried in caves back in the day in Hawaii. Kavika deserves a king's burial.
It is okay to cry.
It's better to work. Kavika left it to me to make it right here.
So there's no talk of leaving?
No. Auntie and I agreed we are holding this land for whoever answers that video post Cassie's uploading.
And then what?
Then it's up to them.
How long until Dobre lets you off this shit?
I'll leave whenever I want.
Didn't he say 72 hours? Out of an abundance of caution?
I swim water like this all the time. I can make it across the break to shore just fine. I'm here because, as much as I hate to admit it, he's right. I shouldn't be around my folks until I know I didn't get infected. And that's maybe a day and a half, yeah?
That should do it.
Caden, once I'm out, you can come back with me to our camp. Dobre can't keep you on this boat forever.
That was a literal plan.
He can kiss my literal ass.
I like spicy legs.
Hey, Julian's fine, yeah? After you guys took your little snuggly teens in love nap?
He's fine. I feel terrible. I feel like sick to my stomach most of the time. I keep sending him to shore on stupid errands just to, like, get a break. I mean, it hurts to be around him. Then when he's not in arm's reach, I get, like, anxiety or something. It's bad.
It's love.
It can't be. It sucks. Did you just say ahoy?
I'm trying to be nautical.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I got caught, but I think it uploaded in time. And Michaela, can you toss the...
Yeah, here. Oh, sorry.
No, I got it. All good.
Wait, you really did it?
I said I would.
Okay. Oh, thank goodness.
Michaela, I also heard from your mom.
She wrote you back?
She wrote you back. She didn't have anything to say to me directly.
Is she okay?
She's in the hospital with some fractured vertebrae.
Oh, my God.
She was transferred a few times, but she's getting good care now. She said she's up in San Fran at USF because they had, you know, working facilities in space.
Well, can she walk?
She didn't say. She said that she's getting stronger every day and she's waiting on results from her latest scan.
What happened to her?
I don't know. That was all she said. I responded that you were safe and with me and that you wanted nothing more than to find her.
She's alive. I still have a mom.
And you'll be with her again. That's good news.
It's great news.
Yep. Yeah. And if she needs me to care for her or whatever, I can do that.
Hey, one step at a time. Aw, this is another one of those I really want to hug you moments.
Lay, here's your thumb drive.
Mahalo. New thought. What do we do if Emmerich sees the video post?
Well, I posted it to your Facebook group, so it's private, right?
Yeah, unless someone reposted elsewhere.
Oh, shit. Emmerich's not the kind of guy to take that well.
What if we disable his Wi-Fi?
How?
Julian did it with the radio here on the Seabird. So Dobre can't call out.
Julian did that?
Said one pig is bad enough, but a pig with reinforcements was worse.
I'm starting to love that kid.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You're sure it was this Julian kid's idea to sabotage your comms, not Michaela's?
Reasonably, yes. It tracks with their personalities.
How so?
Michaela's sheltered. Only child of a strict dad who lived to keep her on the straight and narrow. Julian's got... he's got priors. She covered for him, though.
Tell me about her.
She's a teenager. Totally inconsistent, only able to see the world from her own point of view.
Sounds like us in basic.
More or less, yes.
How long did it take you to realize they'd sabotaged your comms?
Longer than it should have.
Because?
We had other problems.
What do you mean we can't fish?
Look, do you see all that in the gills? It's inside, too. The whole fish is tainted.
What is it?
Oil. Crude by the looks of it.
How widespread?
I don't know. I was out all morning, half a dozen species in as many locations, all full of oil. Inedible.
Oh, way. This is going to collapse fish stocks, kill the gulls, the whole food chain.
Have you been on the radio?
The radio?
Yeah, the ship's radio for the news.
Oh, no, not today.
Go turn it on while I wash this crap off me. There must have been an oil spill.
If we can't fish...
I know. How much food does your aunt have at her camp? Can they make it another 6 days over there without seafood?
No way. They've been fishing and harvesting from the ocean every day.
Michaela, anything?
The radio's not working. Maybe it's, broken.
Broken? No, I listened to the weather report last night. What the... Hello? This is the Seabird. Over. Can anyone hear me? God damn it. Where's Julian? Can he fix this thing?
He's on the beach with Cassie. They're foraging.
All right, wave him in. We need a plan.
Michaela was on the Seabird. Why?
She'd been exposed to the virus. When she and Lay moved Kavika's body into the cave, I insisted they quarantine on board for 72 hours to make sure they didn't develop symptoms.
And neither did?
They did not.
So you're confident she posed no public health threat?
Michaela? Affirmative. She poses no threat.
We intercepted half a dozen emails desperate about a solution for Michaela.
It's all personal stuff. Her father had passed in the quake and she was distraught. Miss Wallace had taken temporary responsibility for her, but she isn't a parent. She wanted to find her mother and offload her.
Mark, one of the things I've always valued about you is that you respect the chain of command. Even when you feel exposed, you rely on your superiors to make calls. That's why the Navy trusts you.
The Navy trusts me.
We've trusted you for over 20 years. Why should we stop now?
You sure you're not hungry? Long trip from your sailboat.
No, we're fine. Conserve your food. You need it.
That doesn't mean Aino can be hospitable. Eat one cracker. For me.
Auntie.
Eh. You want to listen to my radio? Eat one cracker. No one can come to my place and go home without some refreshments.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You too, G.I. Joe. That's what they're calling you now, I hear. Go on. Eat.
No, I'm still full for my Grand Slam breakfast.
You funny. Be funny with one cracker in your mouth, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
That's more like it. Now.
That's a transistor, yes? That you can't call out on it?
That's right. Listening only for us over here. Okay, so there's some ham guys out there broadcasting, but a lot of fake news, yeah? So this is the public radio station out of San something or other.
Mostly out at sea. A relief for everyone on land to adjust about as many aftershocks as they can take. Even at 4.9, this one hit at a depth of 50 feet, which might be little to report, except for the offshore oil rigs in the proximity to the tremor.
No way. I did not even feel it.
Me neither.
So far, three significant crude leakages have been reported, and watchdog groups are concerned that may be an incomplete picture.
That's it. No more seafood.
You have to let us make one run back to the mainland. We don't have enough food over here.
That's
for
a non-starter. Now, I'll try talking to Emmerich, see if his people can drop supplies by air.
Hey, G.I. Joe. His whole tactic is to force us off the land. He's not gonna charter us one chopper of whoppers.
Oh, wait. What's that?
Pressure on the governor to launch an investigation into the explosion on the USS Chillingworth. The governor's office has responded to the family's request by signaling she may be willing to subpoena the Navy's communications about the disaster which claimed so many reservists' lives. Under the Articles of Martial Law, it's uncertain whether or not the armed forces can be...
That's the boat we were on, isn't it? The Chillingworth.
It was. Yes.
Hey, folks are pissed about that. Talking foul play and stuff.
Oh, where'd you hear that?
It was all over the Facebook like that before we came out here. Couple guys in the Halau knew one of the reservists. Said all the communications was cut off a few days before the explosion. Super fishy.
That's what this is about. Yes!
I have your coffee and tea, Admiral.
Keep it hot. Back in 10.
You said that it would be under the radar.
Yes. I thought it would be. A dozen bodies a day still wash up along the coastline from the original quake. The downtown LA fires are hot, but the ashes pile up are hot enough to melt steel. Death tolls from typhus have exceeded the quake itself. Listen, I could go on. Now, why the media is taking
It's not just the media. The governor's
Civilian
office.
Civilian oversight shouldn't worry you.
It does.
Your orders were given under martial law.
Travis, the entire Malawi protocol was supposed to be off the books, and it still landed me a court-martial.
I'm not going to let that happen this time.
With respect, sir, you let it happen last time.
Hey, Mark! Learn to meditate. Take a fucking seminar. Figure out how to let that shit go. It was a long time ago.
I'm still paying for it.
I wasn't an admiral then. I'm in a position to protect you now, but you have got to give me a reason to.
A reason to protect me?
To trust you. Now start telling me the truth that there's not a damn thing I can do for you.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
We can make a run to the mainland, right? Take the Seabird.
Who?
You and me. We'll hit a Costco. We'll load up. We come back. It's a simple fix.
And leave Michaela here?
Oh my God, where's she gonna go?
Her best friend, Lay, might decide to paddle off somewhere in one of the dozen kayaks or so, or, I don't know, let's see, her boyfriend might try to hotwire a helicopter.
This isn't a Michael Bay movie.
I'm not leaving Michaela, and she can't come back to the mainland. End of conversation. Look, I will talk to Amber, all right? If I have to commandeer his resources...
No, he's a monster. The drugs he gave Kavika, they were experimental. He ran a human trial on a dying man.
Well, to be fair, it worked.
That's so not the point.
Why not? I mean, Kavika got to die in peace. Emmerich got evidence his compassionate pharmaceutical works. Why can't that be a win-win?
Because it's wrong. Because there are some things you don't do. And pro tip, if your study could have happened in a concentration camp, give it a pass.
Why are you so upset?
You are fucking unbelievable. Your moral relativism can justify anything, can't it?
I have a compass.
Well, take a good look at the needle mark. It's spinning in circles.
I can live with my choices.
I can't. You're okay to sign off on a non-consensual drug trial. You blow up a boat of innocent reservists, but you let Wayne live? A man who's demonstrably evil.
That's what you're angry about.
And then I have to be the one who kills him. The one person whose death would have been a public fucking service, and you leave that to me.
I am sorry, Cassie. I'm sorry that it ended up being you.
I can't sleep. Every night, my dreams... It's like I don't know where to put my head. It just keeps racing back to that moment where... I felt his life leave his body. And he just, like, slumped. In my hands. Your whole, you have to believe you're being of service thing, it doesn't help.
Cassie, it just happened last week, okay? Just give it time.
Time does not bring relief. You all have lied who told me time would ease me of my pain.
What is that?
It's a poem I used to teach. I can't get it out of my head.
Religious people seem to make it through the best. You believe in anything?
Not anymore. Except...
Michaela? Michaela? Is there someone here named...
Hello? Who's that?
Are you
Please tell me who you are.
I work with George Emmerich. I'm Shasta. You're Michaela?
Yes, why?
I have a message from Deandra. I think she's your mom.
What? You know my mom?
No, I... Can I come on board and talk a little bit? I don't want to have to shout all this.
Sorry, no, it's not really my boat, and Captain Dover doesn't want anyone...
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, if it's Captain Dover's orders, he's kind of scary, you know, isn't he? Oh, I called him G.I. Joe, and he really thought he might
what
be like...
What do you know about my mom?
Look, I really don't want to shout it. I could get in trouble. More trouble, actually.
Okay, hold on. I'll kayak over to you, okay? You don't have to shout.
Thank you.
Here, grab my paddle. I'll tie off to the seabird so we don't drift.
Awesome. Oh, I'm not great at sea and with boats and stuff. You know, I just get really kind of nervous.
You made it past the break.
I timed the tides. It was flat.
My mom?
Oh, okay. Okay, so, yeah, after Cassie left our camp, Emmerich asked me to look into exactly what she'd been doing on her laptop. You know, she didn't like delete her history or anything, so it wasn't like a big hack, you know?
Wait, you read her emails?
Yeah, I did. Yep, at Emmerich's request. He just wanted to make sure Cassie wasn't, like, you know, taking photos of his gear, you know, and posting them or anything. He'd seen her with a thumb drive, and, like, that's how secrets are stolen and stuff.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so, yeah, I reassured him that nothing was taken off our hard drive or anything, and that the emails were all innocuous, you know. He wasn't trying to invade her privacy. I promise. You know, personal privacy protection is a huge part of his, you know...
I know. I watched his TED Talk.
You did? Oh, great. So, yeah. Okay, so you get it.
But you hacked into Cassie's email.
He just wanted to know that it wasn't a privacy breach on our side, which is fair.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so... All right, I read everything to make sure, and your mom wrote Cassie back. I don't want to repeat some of it because she sounded pretty mad at her. Also, I'm sorry about your parents' divorce, for what it's worth. But yeah, she wanted you to know that her scan came back with good news, and they're talking about releasing her in a couple of weeks. You know, she wants to hear from you by the end of the day tomorrow if possible, so she can request her physical therapy rehab in a hospital close to you. She really misses you. She was so worried she'd lost you in the quake, and she says she'll do anything possible to see you as soon as she can and ask that you please come to see her. Yeah. It, like, made me cry reading it. I'm sorry. I just wanted you to know as soon as possible.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. Can I write her back?
Yeah, Emmerich was pretty mad. I let Cassie use the laptop at all. Sorry, that's not gonna happen. That's not something I can do again. Also, I had to delete the video Cassie posted.
Video?
The one she uploaded from the thumb drive. Yeah, I was super dumb not to be watching her the whole time. Yeah, as Emmerich has pointed out extensively. And yeah, I didn't tell him about the video either, since I think he'd kind of fly off the handle. At least at me. And at Lee for what she said on the video. And probably at Cassie and everyone too. There's been enough of that, you know, so... Yeah, I just deleted it, and yeah. I really can't let you guys near our stuff again, which... sucks, but maybe, I don't know, when you're back on the mainland, you can reach out to your mom.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I need to get back. The brig is gonna get big when the tide changes, so...
One thing, really quick.
Yeah?
Cassie said you guys were looking at samples from the spring with the virus? In, like, a lab or something?
Oh, yeah. Our mobile field unit, yeah. I got that started last night, and it's not a virus.
It's not?
I shouldn't be saying that. There's a lot more work to do, but yeah, it definitely didn't start out as a virus.
It's not a virus, did you say?
That was a preliminary intel from Emmerich's people.
So what is it?
Well, that's a good question. They didn't know yet. But you do, don't you? So why don't you tell me?
Aftershock stars Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley. Janelle Parrish as Lilihua Masters. Russell Hornsby as Admiral Fortis. Kelly Hu as Haunani Casimero. Lovey Poe as Shasta. Darren O'Hare as Petty Officer. Scott Subiano as Radio Announcer. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Story by Sarah Wayne Callies and Patrick Carman. Written and directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Story consulting, Tati Gabrielle. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Associate producer, Tati Gabrielle. iHeartMedia presents Aftershock, a Nomadic Engine production in association with Cardinal Productions and Workhouse Media. Visit us on the web at aftershockpodcast.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.